This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Salaam alaikum and welcome to For a Better Life on IRIB English Radio. And this is your host, Sister Zeenat. From the last time, we have been talking about the 10th greatest sin in Islam, that is a fornication and adultery, and even explain what is the meaning of that. So I would like to explain more in detail about the three types of people with whom Allah will not even speak on the Day of Judgment. Who are these people? There is a terrible punishment for them. One of these three groups will be of the woman who, in spite of having husband, commits physical relationship outside the marriage with some other man. That is called as adultery with others, you know. And even if a man who commits adultery with another outside the marriage with a married woman, which who's not his definitely wife, that is adultery. That's Allah will not even speak to this kind of a people. You know, the Holy Prophet has said, whoever commits fornication with a married woman, both of their sexual organ will give out a stink that it will be felt even at the distance of 500 years. That is really very disgraceful. And I'm not here to talk about Sharia law, what is the jurisprudence or what are the details, you know. But we are just talking about the social effect, the effects that happens within the community, because I was taking the example from the doctors in London and Soviet Union, and what if you see around in statistics and how many illegitimate children were born with so many kind of diseases, you know. We are talking just about the effects, you know, of what really happens. Definitely, Islam says this is a sin, but this has even been proven by the non-Muslims. I don't want to get in detail. Yes, it is a sin, but why? You know, we have been talking about, even people who don't believe in God, they have been talking about the same thing. Altogether, you know, why it says that there is a punishment? Because of the effect that causes to the society. One of the effect that the Holy Prophet has says is that after me, when fornication will increase, sudden deaths will also increase. He also said that fornication causes depravity and destitution, and because of it, populated places become deserted. Now, see the effects. You know, most of the effects we have already seen. Now, talking about Islam views the problems from every angle. It's just not that Islam has said, okay, what is the every angle? Every angle is that, you know, yes, the punishment for adulterer as prescribed in Islam, keeping in mind the factors of human desires and sexual feelings, you know, Islam has also enumerated the easiest way of satisfying sexual desires and fulfilling sensual feeling. It orders the people to get married. Go get married, have a family, you know, and live a peaceful life, have a legitimate kids, you know, and you know who's your generation. You know, every person, you talk every mind, every person wants their own kid. Oh, I want my own generation, you know, to pass. You know, I want a son or a daughter, but I want my generation to pass. So everyone wants their own generation. So have everything in an orderly way. That's what it says. The Holy Prophet said, marriage is my practice. One who forsakes this practice of mine is not from me. The rules and regulation of marriage in Islam are so simple, ladies and gentlemen, that there are no restrictions, you know. It is just simple in finalizing a marriage. And Islamic government is bound to provide financial support to unmarried people. You know, just not talk about Islamic government. Let's talk about ourself, you know, someone who can, let's go out and do a good job by doing a matchmaking, introducing people to each other, you know. And when we are introducing people, yes, there are people who cannot afford to start their life because they have to buy a little furniture, things that they have to start their life from. If they cannot afford it, there are poor people, help them for this good cause, you know. And on the day of marriage, yes, there are expenses a little bit, you know, even the marriage is simple. help that person with those expenses. This would be the best deed that we can do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Help people get married, you know. Let's not back out from this thing.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor 'cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Islam directs us to fulfill a social as well as a spiritual code of conduct. At the social level, it is obligatory to those more fortunate amongst us to fulfill the needs of the less privileged. Yes, if we have money, the wealthy among us are duty bound to take care of the financial need to the poor person. So the best thing is what? Help them to get married. It is likewise obligatory to make a sustained and dedicated effort to educate the people for both social welfare and spiritual upliftment. Now, Islam expects every individual to help the members of the community in whichever manners he can, whatever position we have. We can help people, you know, whatever they are, the needy people, yes. The philosophy of Islam, you know, is that to ensure the removal of poverty and ignorance, which in turn ensures the removal of any carnal desires. So what really Islam is actually helping with the social causes, the economical, the community actually. What does the community needs? You know, if the community have poverty, help that poor person, you know, to come out of poverty. How do you help the poor person? Very simple. Go and help the person to get education. Education is really very important to the society, whether it is a boy or a girl. Help the person to educate. There are many people, they cannot afford the fees. You know, there are many countries, they don't have the schools. So help them with education and help them with married life. Help them with the need. Try to help the person to uplift your own community, your own society, whichever country you're living in, you know, help people around you. So that would be the most beautiful. This is what Islam is talking about. Islam is a very beautiful religion. With an early marriage, the basic material needs of a man are taken care of, and an individual is well equipped to resist getting involved in degrading acts like adultery. Self-control. Now, self-control is further strengthened by practicing the laws of Islam, which are encoded at the spiritual level. Now, Islam has defined some acts of worship as obligatory, right? Yeah, we know about that. There are some acts that are obligatory. A holy prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, that is Arabic word is Al-Bed, have taught us and guided us to innumerable recommended acts of worship, like optional fast. Optional means mustahab. That's an Arabic morning. Mustahab, like optional prayers. Every prayer essentially refines a person's character and raises him to greater heights of nobility. Now, when we are standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? So this is saying that it actually, you know, basically refines a person's character and raises that person to highest authority. So every time we are standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is just between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no third person between us, you know. By earnestly keeping our prayers and fast, an individual can strengthen the inner resources and develop the spirituality. We know that. Such an individual will have the power to exercise control over the passion. Now, this is especially for those people, like, how do you basically control the carnal desires or sexual desires? Go for prayers, talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, start fasting. You will see a beautiful spiritual change within yourself. Thank you so much for tuning to us and listening to this exciting topic. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. Your love is all I need. So all I need. Your love is all I need. So all I need. Your love is all I need. All I need. Your love is all I need. Oh, 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 oh.
Your love is all I need. To be all so I can be. And I know that you see how much you need. You need to me, 'cause your love is all I need. To be all I can be. And I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.